Welcome back to Accelerando. My name is Paula Tuttle, and today I'm talking to Carla Boose about the Quantum Theater's production and world premiere of the Baroque opera Idaspe. The work is relatively unknown, except for two arias that the composer Riccardo Broschi wrote for his brother, Farinelli, before he took the stage name Farinelli. Idaspe was the springboard for the castrato's career, and it was never performed again in its entirety until this week, when it gets 5 performances at the Byam. So I'm sitting here with Carla Boose, the artistic director at Quantum Theater. Hello, Carla. Thanks for being here and talking to us.
Hello. So nice to be here with you, Paula.
So the last time you worked with Chatham Baroque, you did kind of a mashup of different composers and pieces for The Winter's Tale. And that's more of a theater piece when you think of Shakespeare. But here you are doing a Baroque opera.
It's firmly a theater company that makes opera because I think music is an ultimate language of theater. But I'm making theater all the time.
How did you get the vision to produce Idaspe?
Well, I mean, I would not say we had the vision to produce Idaspe. It happened that it came to pass, but Chatham Baroque and Quantum Theater had made a project in 2015. It was a crazy undertaking, a pastiche. I had seen The Enchanted Island at the Met. I said, friends, I want to do that. Let's make a pastiche. We'll base it on Shakespeare's The Winter's Tale. And we did that. You know, we had no idea how insanely time-consuming it would be, but it was really fun as we listened to all this music to choose pieces that then we would set with the text of The Winter's Tale. And it happened, but there were things that I discovered, I say because Chatham Baroque brought all this wonderful Baroque music to me under consideration for being in The Winter's Tale. And something we loved so much did not appear in The Winter's Tale. We chose something from Vivaldi's Bajazet, Bajazet, however you, both pronunciations are used. But this incredible aria, Qual Guerriero in Campo Armato, recorded by Vivica Jeannot, was not in our Winter's Tale, but we were obsessed with it. And it led us to believe we should do Bajazet by Vivaldi. And we started off to make that. We got to the point where we asked Vivica, would she be in it? And she said, yes. We were ready to ask Fabio Biondi for his performance edition, but we connected to a director that I thought would be wonderful, Claire von Kampen, super accomplished musician herself, early music a specialty, but a theater director, a maker of theater. And so Claire was signed on. But Claire told us that the aria that we loved by Vivaldi was actually not by Vivaldi. It was by Riccardo Broschi. It was appropriated by Vivaldi for Bajazet, and it really was from this thing called Idaspe by Riccardo Broschi. And she's an expert on Broschi because she's an expert on Farinelli. So that sent us down the rabbit hole. So God, what a long answer to the vision that was behind producing Idaspe.
Carla, your company is known for doing works in some pretty unusual places.
We certainly have made a smattering of fantastic opera projects over the years, and often they are set in some unusual place, but we care very much about acoustics. Nothing
right.
could be...
I have that you've worked at Washington's Landing, Iron City Brewery, a loft in the Cultural District, a car dealership, and some abandoned schools.
Well, I would add to that the Cary Furnace, Allegheny Cemetery, you know, very monumental, the Andy Warhol Museum, the top of the Union Trust building for our Winter's Tale. Crazy places and monumentally important places to Pittsburgh. But acoustics are everything to any opera project, but no more than this one, right? I mean, we looked for a theater. We were not interested necessarily in an environmental site. but the Cultural Trust contributing the Byam Theater to this project was so instrumental in everything, because, I mean, Claire came from London to see it and sat in the back row of the balcony, and her daughter, the wonderful actress Juliet Rylance, stood on the stage and whispered to her in the back row of the Byam, and it was a done deal. We knew it was perfect. It's physically right. It has a kind of crumbling glory, and we'd already made a decision to set the opera in Naples in the 60s. It's perfect for that. It's just perfect on every level. So we're very grateful to the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust for extending it, and it couldn't be better.
So did the productions evolve to fit the venues, some of these strange venues? Or did you pick the venues to fit the productions?
In general, in Quantum, the production is always leads. I mean, we're making King Lear, and we decide to set it at the Carrie Furnace, that great monument to hubris of the 20th century, right? King Lear is a play about hubris. So, I mean, I've been around a long time, 30 years, and many sites live in my psyche, and I'm waiting to find the perfect play for them. But the play, the needs of the play, drive Quantum's design aesthetic.
The Byam is much bigger than spaces you're used to using, and maybe that's why you're only doing 5 performances compared to your usual month-long runs.
Yeah, 16-piece orchestra we have, right? Mm-hmm. And the stage is perfect, and the hall is perfect. The acoustics of the hall are perfect, really. I mean, I haven't heard them in there yet, but I have no doubt.
Tell us how you found this cast.
You know, we had Vivica. I think Vivica saying yes was the keystone, and Claire said yes to want to work with Vivica. John Holliday said yes. You know, Kareem, Zoe Reams, Pascal Baudin, Wei An Chan, Shannon Delajani. I think they recognize that a company like Quantum that's smaller, that is all about the art and less about marketing on a giant scale, there are benefits to participating. You know, there are drawbacks probably too. The resources are fewer, and yet it's a good trade-off for many, many artists. The whole opera by Brodsky was designed to showcase the stars of the day in all the roles, and then there would be someone else who made everyone's jaws drop and forget all those stars because of the incredible accomplishment. That role is Dario, and that role is played by Vivica Jeannot. So she is meant to surpass the role that John Holliday plays so beautifully in our opera. And, you know, she gets the incredible fireworks of Qualgario, that aria. They both have such beautiful, beautiful pieces, and they're compadres in the opera, so they're on the same side, and they're both in love with a character, two women who are captured by the chief villain of the piece, Arta Circe, played by Grammy Award-winning Kareem Suleiman. You know, all the roles are fantastic, and yet Dario's, the Farinelli role, tops them all by Brodsky's design. John Holliday sings this exquisite aria called Beautiful Hand. He sings it to the character Berenice, with whom he is in love. She is asleep, and he is reflecting on... He's in disguise. He can't let her know that he is her idaspe at the moment. And it's just exquisite. I mean, just his voice is such a phenomenon. It's like a bell. It just floats and hangs in the air. It's just gorgeous. I mean, he just has an instrument that is unique. I could say that about every single one of them, though, truthfully. but his is exquisite, and I can't wait for people to hear it. I mean, they're hearing it all over the world. First, he came to our attention in a kind of pop space, but this man was meant to sing some of these beautiful Baroque roles, among so much else. Who knows what he's going to do? And he's also a force. He has such a great energy for his role, who is this heroic force of action in the opera. Right? I didn't know that he'd bring so much to that. The voice should be enough for anybody, right?
Thanks for talking to us, Carla. It sounds like an incredible amount of work you put into this Idaspe.
Always more work than anybody thought, but very worth it.
So that's it for this week. And come to the Byam to hear Idaspe, Vivica Janot and John Holliday. It's October 7, 9, 11, 13, and 15. Thanks for listening. Thanks for checking the show notes. See you next time.